In this bulletin, Malcolm Turnbull dumps an emissions target from his energy policy as speculation mounts of a leadership challenge by Peter Dutton. And more than 370 people confirmed dead in India after the worst flooding in a century. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has dumped emissions reductions targets from his energy policy as speculation mounts of a leadership challenge by Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton. Mr Turnbull says the changes are needed to ensure energy prices come down. In a major backdown, he admits the original National Energy Guarantee legislation didn't have enough support from his own party room to pass the Parliament.
We need to have, effectively, all of our members in the House of Representatives to vote with the government to carry legislation. You all understand the arithmetic of that. And at this stage, we have a number of people. It's not a huge number, or it's a small number, I suppose, in the scheme of things. But nonetheless, it would be sufficient to prevent us from carrying the legislation.
The Prime Minister has denied claims the changes are aimed at holding off a leadership challenge. Asked whether he'd spoken with Peter Dutton, the Prime Minister said Mr Dutton has given him his full support.
Have you spoken to Peter Dutton today? Yes, Peter, absolutely.
Peter Dutton was at our leadership group meeting this morning, and he was in the cabinet last night. He is a member of our team. He has given me his absolute support. Thanks a lot.
Tony Abbott says the ongoing debate within the government over energy policy isn't about personalities or the future of Malcolm Turnbull. The former Prime Minister reportedly told a meeting of Tasmanian Young Liberals on the weekend that he looked forward to a Dutton government. But Mr Abbott says the unrest is not about himself or Mr Turnbull.
It's not about him, it's not about me, it's not about personalities, it's about policy.
There is a revolt, though, over this energy.
And what we've got to get is a contest. The only way we can win the next election is to have a contest over policy, not over personalities.
Opposition finance spokesman Jim Chalmers says the Labor Party is focused on providing lower power prices for Australians, while the Turnbull government tears itself apart over energy policy. Labor has unveiled its own energy plan, saying its capped power price deals will cut $165 from the annual bill of more than a million households, with small businesses to save $1,500 a year. Mr Chalmers says the coalition is focused on internal disputes rather than actual energy policy. Overseas, at least 370 people have died and some 800,000 others are displaced by the worst flooding in a century in southern India's Kerala state. Authorities say thousands of rescuers are continuing efforts to reach stranded people and get relief supplies to isolated areas. People have been trapped without food, water and electricity. G. Dinesh from the Rapid Action Force Unit says his team is working to protect agriculture from the floodwater.
The district administration asked for our help to stop these floodwaters. We're making a plan to stop the flow of the water so that local residents' paddy fields can be saved from damage caused by the overflowing water.
The son of murdered New South Wales police accountant Curtis Cheng has called for an end to political scapegoating of Muslims in Australia. Alfred Cheng's comments follow the speech by Federal MP Fraser Anning that called for a ban on Muslim immigration. Mr Cheng says he would be justified in reiterating the calls after a 15-year-old Muslim shot his father in cold blood outside the New South Wales police headquarters in Parramatta in 2015, but he chooses not to. Mr Cheng wrote an opinion piece in Fairfax Media that he's tired of needing to explain to adults that the actions of these individuals cannot be attributed to an entire group of people. Greece has successfully exited its final three-year bailout program, agreed in August 2015, to help it cope with the continued fallout from a debt crisis. Chairman of the European Stability Mechanism's Board of Governors, Mario Centino, said in a statement that there won't be any more follow-up rescue programs as, for the first time since early 2010, Greece can stand on its own feet. Billions of dollars in further assistance available under the program to the Greek government wasn't needed. We'll now look at the weather across Australia. Perth, a possible shower and 24. Adelaide, a possible shower, 14 degrees. Melbourne, a shower or two and 14. Hobart, light rain periods, 12. Canberra, partly cloudy, 12. Wollongong, winds easing and partly cloudy, 17. Sydney and Newcastle, much the same, 17 degrees. Brisbane, sunny and 22. Cairns, mostly sunny, 26. And Darwin, sunny and a top of 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.